the pubs in downtown Bishop Staten were a great attraction back then. And I kind of hoped, as I kind of got interested in girls, that permanently smelling a cow shit didn't put them off too much, but you did. You were working there every day, and it was a smell that kind of went with you. I previously said that I got my initiation to drinking alcohol by Mrs. Cowles, the village postmistress, but I pushed my luck in the other pubs with sort of varying degrees of success at about the age of 15 or 16. I remember the failures in the manor. Doris Ridd, the landlady, booted me out when I was about 15 because I wasn't old enough, quite rightly so. And then other days I'd go to the off-licence at the manor to buy crisps and pasties. What happened to pasties in pubs? Pubs don't sell pasties anymore. And I'd look into the bar and I could listen to the laughter, the smell of the beer, and you'd maybe catch a glimpse of a village girl or a lady sat at the bar with her baby sham and her glacé cherry. And I thought, I want some of that social life. I want some of that. The landlord at the Ring of Bells in my teenage years was a guy called Alfie Kane. When we were school kids and we waited for the school bus, we'd shelter under the awning of the pub. I don't know if we had permission to do it, but we'd go in there anyway. We'd invariably make a row. And at about 8 o'clock in the morning, the gaunt, spectre-like figure of Alfie Kane, after a heavy night in the pub, would come down and he'd shout at us kids to shut up. So I figured he might have recognised me, so I never tried to get a drink in the pub, in the Ring of Bells, until I was old enough. However, the commercial was a pushover. As young kids, Gain and my sister, if we went out on a day trip with our parents, they'd go and get us a Coke and a packet of crisps, and you sit in the car when they were in the pub. And I thought, well, that's the norm, but I want to try and have some of this pub life. So at the age of about 16, my schoolmate, Stephen Arthur Blinkhorn, known as Blinky, we were at Timoth Grammar School, and we went into the lounge of the commercial one night. We were really brave, and we sauntered up and ordered 2 pints of lager and lime. Remember, it was the 70s. The landlady Dot served us, and I can recall we sat in the corner like two old men, hoping that nobody would notice us, and we were 16, and to become more credible, which seems absolutely ridiculous now, Blinky, cool as you like, lit up his pipe in the corner of the Bishop John pub. And then to top it all, on the same night, Roger Ford, who was our maths teacher at school, came in, took one look at us, shook his head in disbelief, and then just ordered a drink with Dot and carried on as if nothing had happened. And I can remember this being a kind of a seminal moment in my own social shenanigans and going in the pubs in downtown Bishop Staten. So in the years of around 75, 1976, the halcyon days came to us village lads, and we really, really embraced them. The drinking establishments in Bishop were the Bishop John the Grandison, which is now the commercial, which was then commercial. Now it's been renamed the Old Commercial Inn. We had the Ring of Bells, which was known as the Ringers, the Cockhaven Manor Hotel, Moores Park Hotel, and there was also, believe it or not, a nightclub in Bishop Staten called the Merley Grange. Village characters back then were in abundance. You had the landlord and landlady of the Bishop John were Cyril Stanley Perkins, known as Mick, and his missus was Dot, and Dot in her own right is a legend in the village. The staff I remember behind the bar back then were Matthew Shadbolt, Christine Coleman, June Pick, Edna Longmore, and other local characters would have been Bill Bird, who always used to come in 10 minutes before time, George Passmore, Joe Renton, Steve Cummins, known as Joe Cummins, who drove Royal Blue Coaches and lived at number 13 Clannan Street. The lounge, we used to look up to the lounge as youngsters, and we would see Dot up there hobnobbing it on her tree trunk stool with her goblet of whiskey and a cigarette, and she'd be socialising. The names I can remember then would have been John Watts and Norman and Elsa Payne. They kind of looked down on us youngsters with a little bit of disdain, and I can't blame them really, because we were noisy and we were always having a few drinks and sort of misbehaving. Ron Hurdley, Roger Gallagher also worked behind the bar, along with Mike Collins, and Sam and Doris Ridd worked behind there as well, from their days in the Manor.